Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio. Radio.
About to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott. It is 7:05, March the 15th. It's,
Good morning.
Good morning. We're back. You know what?
Are you up?
I'm really up.
What are you adjusting? How's
I'm
that?
Adjusting because, you know, whoever's sitting
here. I mean,
here
the microphone.
Obviously was hard of hearing, whoever's sitting here yesterday. Bad Bob. Hey, Bad Bob, did you miss us?
Quite a bit. I didn't have my ringer turned on my phone, so I walked in through the back door, noted that there's nobody in your office, and I come up to the control room, and Bob Martin says, oh, guess what? You're hosting.
Yeah, it was.
I had 5 minutes.
Think on your feet. Think on your feet, Pat.
Well, you know, you tell us all the time, oh, I've had 25 years in broadcasting.
Well,
I can walk in.
Nobody died. The train didn't jump
well,
the tracks.
No, you're right.
And but when you,
well, the thing is, you got to be able to trust the people around you. And we got Bad Bob and Just Bob.
When you were substituting, you get calls sometimes first thing in the morning.
5:30 in the morning, I'd get a phone call.
That's
says you had to be, can you be at school? Here's the thing is, I haven't missed a program. In probably like 4 years.
I'm
counting going over to the last one and all this.
I'm
and
surprised you're okay.
I don't
with
miss. I don't. Well, I you know.
You're out of sync here. I'm surprised you're okay with that.
I'm not.
Good.
I have
because you're in control.
530-605-4567 is our phone numbers, and we're also streaming live. I think on KCNR 1460. I can't get into my computer at all. So that's what happens when I leave for a day. People do things. And we're going to be streaming live video. Are we streaming live video yet? We are. We're streaming live video out on livestream.com/freefireradio. So here we are. And then, of course, it's the beautiful Linda. And what's it going to be today?
Well, I'm going to tell you what it's going to be today is I've got a baseball cap on because I'm cleansing. Tomorrow is the big C day. And I promise you... I promised Carl that, and I know people, don't be afraid of it because everybody needs to do it. It is Colon Cancer Awareness Month, and I promised. So tomorrow I go to Dr. Danuka, and at 3 o'clock I start drinking that gallon of stuff that everybody says. Truly, that's the worst part. Every 15 minutes you got to drink this stuff, then, and I just got some funny emails about don't go anywhere, don't do anything, because you really need to basically, you know, put up camp next to the toilet. I have no problem talking about it because it's a procedure and I'm going to do it. So calling in tomorrow.
This is Colon Cancer Awareness Month.
Calling
this
in tomorrow.
This is one of those cancers that are slow growing that if you find it early, you can cure it and you can walk away. It's a 90% chance of, you know, of preventing it and not getting it. And if you do this, so tomorrow, I think that's great.
But today it's about, you know, clear liquids. You can drink black coffee, but it's, you know, grape juice and no food today. And then you start with the stuff to like about 3 or 4 o'clock, and we go in. And this is a procedure where the doctor said that do an intravenous where you're absolutely out. So I'm going to be calling in the morning. Carl will drop me off early in the morning. I'll be calling in, and I can't walk you through the procedure, but I'll encourage you because, you know, I just want to...
Can we have photos later? Autographed?
Well, I think what we need to do is talk about the Market Minute.
Kathy Lathrop Cummings. Good morning,
welcome
Kathy.
To the program. Good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is trading down 10 points at 13,183. The Standard & Poor's 500 is fractionally positive at 1394, and the NASDAQ is positive 2 at 3042. Active stocks this morning include Bank of America up 17 cents at $9.01, and Allison Transmission Holdings down 2 cents at $22.98. Stocks of local interest, Tri-Counties Bank is down 19 cents at $16.50. North Valley Bank is up 5 cents at $11.65. Turning to the bond market, we are finding higher prices there at this time, which has lowered the 30-year Treasury yield to 3.39%. Over in the commodity markets, crude oil is down 9 cents at $105.34. Gold is up $1.40 at $16.44.30, and silver is up 2 cents at $32.20. That's the market for now. This is Financial Advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC, for KCNR.
Kathy, thank you so much. Kathy. And we have them on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06 in the morning. They're located out on Park Marina Drive. What's the weather?
You know, we're really happy about getting that market minute. You know, we see how volatile things can be. So it's just always nice to get it. You know, they're there. They get there early in the morning. They're seeing what's happened. So currently 55 degrees. If you're just tuning in, 55 degrees is what we're getting here from the downtown studios of KCNR. We have rain today, of course. I happen to think it's spectacular. I mean, we want the lakes to be full, and we want the, you know, snow in the mountains, and we want to be able to have that beautiful spring that we all look so forward to. So bring on the rain. So that's what's happening today with our temperatures reaching around 56. So it's going to be just about how it is right now, maybe a few degrees higher. Tonight we have 100% chance of rain again, and we are going to just probably drop around 10 degrees to 46 tonight. The weather's always brought to you by Insamo Vineyards. That was a lot of fun. Did you get feedback from the whole hour that Ann Coulter called on Monday?
I just got positive feedback on it. You know, a lot of people thought she was going to be more abrupt than she was. You know, frankly, we had a good time there. Anyway, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about what's happening in the national elections, but what's happening in our local elections. Of course, Leonard Modi's coming in today. We've got two more people that just joined the club to run for the supervisors' positions. That makes probably 46 people that I know of, and 50 are just kind of like hanging around. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about maybe some changes in the Afghan war, local things that have happened, and just have a good time today. We'll be right back. Carl Linda Bott, 7:12 in the morning. It's March the 15th. It's raining outside. It's going to be a rainy day today.
KCNR 1460.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Insomo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis from Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Insomo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Insomo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Insomo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Depending on what day it is, we've had spring, summer, and winter all in the same week. We're delivering kerosene every day, Monday through Friday. You can tell our drivers because they're the ones with the snowshoes and the big stocking hats. We had a lot of folks this year step up and bought bigger and newer heaters. So give Johnny a call and ask about trading in your old heater on a new one. We do take trade-ins. We are selling propane bottles from 2.5 gallons to the big forklift tanks. We're selling a lot of clear pearl now for all the portable heaters and red kerosene for all the others. We have urea exhaust fluid for all the newer pickups and big rigs, anywhere from 2.5 gallon to 55-gallon barrels. Sherry is doing a lot of the pay-forward accounts now, so get on the Northern Lights Energy Inc. .com if you want to order fuel or just check out our heaters. And if you want to talk to a real person, just give us a call. Northern Lights Energy, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Got a lot of stuff going on this morning.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Perfect day to go down there and get that cup of coffee. The baristas there will fix it any way you want, any type of coffee or tea that you could possibly think of. Of course, the finest walk-in humidor in the state. And you also can figure on the best prices for any tobacco product in town. They'll meet or beat any price in town. That's right. And they're local people. Joe and Shelley do so much for this city and for the people of Reading. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Cookies and cream is the specialty of the month. Let's go down there and get our, you know, special coffees. Excellent. Well, speaking of special, we are blessed to have this person in the community, and we have an event coming up, and I would like to welcome to the program. We would like to welcome you to the program this morning, Donna.
Good morning, Linda and Carl. How are you guys?
Hi.
Good morning.
And we know that you are you spearhead this project called Wings of Angels.
We do.
And again, we'd love to have you call in. Tell us about time, place, what's happening. You have a special fundraiser for a special person.
We actually have two special people and two special fundraisers going on. And Linda and Carl, thank you again for always helping us out. But this time, we're trying to help 14-month-old little Lucas and Mary's Pizza Shack. And they're another one in our community that really steps up and they help us. And they are sponsoring a fundraiser for Lucas all day at both of their locations on Sunday, March the 25th. And Blood Sources is also doing a blood drive at the Reading location from noon until 4. And for those, you know, the listeners that don't know Lucas yet, he's a 14-month-old little guy that was diagnosed with a brain tumor the size of a tangerine. And they removed that tumor, and 3 months later they found two more, another one on his spine and another one on his brain again. And so he's gone through a couple more surgeries. And, you know, his family, they're going through a tough time there, back and forth to Sutter and Sacramento a lot. And so we want to do what we can to get everybody out to Mary's Pizza Shack on the 25th and donate blood and help Lucas's family. And we have a lot of volunteers that are going to be there, and they're going to sell raffle tickets and 50-50 drawings just to, you know, to stir up some more excitement and everything, and to help out just a little bit more.
Well, I know that it's been, we've gotten, you know, the information with, you know, PSAs put in front of us, public service announcements, mm-hmm. about the fundraiser. But Donna, we know that we've have a personal connection with you for the last 5-6 years. You've come on every year, and you've had a Wings of Angels spaghetti feed where you raise funds. That is with a person in mind. But here you are. This is something that's not that particular event, but there's a calling here because of this. And I remember I had some other people on earlier when this young toddler, mm-hmm. I feel so terrible for his family, first was diagnosed with brain cancer, and they went in, and I've actually seen videos of this young kid. It's amazing how little kids that have these very serious illnesses or can actually, you know, they're brushed with death, and everybody around them remains positive, and these little kids are just like playing in the crib like nothing's happened when they have these huge scars where they've had their brain worked on. And it's just a miracle. Actually, it's a miracle, but it takes the people around the families to keep them going. And so the funds again are going to go towards, and the event again.
Yep, they're going to go to Lucas, 20% of it. And, you know, we have flyers for that. And, of course, at Mary's, you need to bring your flyer in so that they know that you're there to support Lucas. And we have them on our Wings of Angels Facebook, so anybody can go and just print a flyer off to take that with them to Mary's to, you know, to show they're supporting Lucas. And like you said, Linda, these kids are so resilient. They put us to shame. You know, we complain about the smallest things, and like you said, you've seen it. You've seen what they go through, and yet they're in their crib. They're jumping around. They're smiling. They're having a great day, and they always
they don't know
they're doing great.
They don't know that they're not supposed to be doing great,
exactly.
And so because of that, they do. Hey, Donna, which Mary's is this?
It's actually at both locations.
Both locations.
They're going to do both of them for us.
Great.
And you know, and also I want to tell you, you know, our community has come together so much for Andrew Shaw also. And his baseball team is putting has put together a really nice event, and it's a tri-tip dinner. It's the same day as our bowl-a-thon, March 31st, and it's going to be out at Foothill. And for that one, it's a $10 donation for a tri-tip dinner with everything. And they've got some great door prizes. You know, they've got guns. They've got guided fishing trips. They've got...
Those are always good for up here.
Oh, yeah. You know, I mean, our North Country, some people say, why do you give away a gun? But, you know, we're Northern California.
And, hey, I sold $1,000 worth of raffle tickets for a rifle for Women's Refuge. And,
absolutely.
And people don't think... You know, and why? It's because people... That's what... Whether you're a Democrat, if you're a Democrat or Republican up here, you like to hunt and shoot. So.
Absolutely. You know, Carl, and like you said, they're all for such good causes.
Yeah. Hey, Donna, we're going to take a quick break. Can you hang on for a minute?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio. We're talking to Wings of Angels today about fundraisers they're having for this child with cancer and other fundraisers that are going on, Lucas. And we're going to come back and finish that up, and then we've got a lot of local stuff and national stuff we want to be talking about after that break. So, Donna, hang on, and we'll be right back. Miss a day, miss a lot.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Talk about customer service. Well, Kathy Larson from the Bay Area found Crown Motors on the internet, and Kathy says, I couldn't find what I was looking for, so I got on the net and Crown popped up. So I called them, told them what I wanted and the price. In 20 minutes, they had the car, and it was delivered to my house that evening. I'm very pleased, and so are we, Kathy. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. And check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com.
I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, we're a solar power company here in Reading. And I'd followed Free Fire Radio when they were on another station, and they discontinued it. It took me a couple of months to find out where Carl and Linda were. That was a little over 2 years ago, and I got involved supporting the station with advertising. Not so much that I expected to get a bunch of business out of it, but I really supported what the station was doing as a community station and what they believed in, not just politically, but faith and morals and all those kind of things. Surprise, surprise, after 2 years, we have been very successful at business being created by the station, and we continue now as one of our major advertising points because it works, and we're really happy with that. Again, I'm Dennis Patterson, West Coast Sustainables, Dennis@solarpowerissmart.com.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 724 in the morning, March the 15th. It's a rainy day, 55 degrees out there. 605-4567 is our phone number. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. It's going down to 3208 South Market Street to see Jeff Wurst. And if you've got a chip or a crack up to 24 inches long, he can fix it. He can fix it. He guarantees his work. He does. He fixed my windshield well over 2 years ago, and it's still fixed, and it's still, you can't even tell. Give Jeff Wurst a call at 241-8373, Reading Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Hey, Donna, welcome back. Wings of Angels. You know what? You know, not only do you do that, Wings of Angels also has another main mission that you all do, isn't it? Taking care of people and all these.
We do, Carl, and we spend a lot of time, you know, just visiting with our families and trying to support them in other ways, just, you know, more than just the financial thing. But, you know, obviously when you're going through things like this with your children, the financial burden is one of the biggest problems that you deal with. Well, one of the toughest problems that you deal with. And so we try to help in any way that we can.
Well, you know what? It's one of the reasons we just really enjoy here. When people say, why do you come to Reading? And I was thinking about that the other day because somebody said, you know, one of our politicians was down in Southern California when he was running for a state office. And when somebody mentioned, you know, up in the North State, you know, bunch of rednecks and all this. And I thought about all the answers that you could give back to one of the idiots from Southern California about people that care about other people, you know, people that stand up and do the right thing. But the way that a part of this state, which has much higher unemployment, which, you know, even though we have the natural resources, we're not allowed to use them, stands up and helps those less fortunate. And I mean, you just don't see that everywhere.
You don't see it at all, Carl. And I was going to say just exactly what you said. We may be redneck, but we sure care. And, you know, all you have to do is look out in our community and look at the tragedies that we've had and the different fundraisers that have gone on and the success in helping these families during some really trying times. And it's not just been one or two things. It's been hands full of things. And every time, it's our community that steps up and they make a difference. And, you know, with our daughter and her illness, we spent a lot of time in the hospitals, you know, in the Bay Area and that. And you tell them a story about something that may have happened to you, how your employees don't, you know, your coworkers donated their vacation time so you could be with your child. And they don't believe that things like that can even happen because it doesn't happen there, but it sure does here. And we're very blessed to be here, I'll tell you that.
Well, you know, I when I heard that story about everybody donating their vacation time.
Yeah.
And I mean, I tell you what, that just, you know, it just runs shivers through your body. And to see, if you look at all these different, the different events going on to help people here, and everybody just comes in. They don't give as much because they don't have as much, but they still give and they still try
That's
to help.
Right. They still care, and you know. And the thing with Mary's is, it's what I always say is, you have to eat. So why not go to some place that's going to do something on a special day to help a special little guy? And yeah, if you get there and it's so busy, you decide you don't want to stay, go in and buy a gift card because they're donating, you know, a portion of that money also. And so. How can you lose? How can you lose?
You can't lose. The only thing you can do is, you know, there's special places in heaven for people like you, Donna, and other people that do these things. No, I mean that. There's little special places all over heaven for people that do things, you know, that go far beyond them.
You know, Carl, I appreciate that, but I tell you, no person does it alone. And I couldn't do any of the things, Dan and I couldn't do any of the things if it wasn't for the community and people like you that stand behind us. And, you know, we're all going to be in that same special place at some point, and I appreciate you even saying that.
And for people that don't believe, I don't care.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I believe.
Thank you so much. Again, we're talking about Mary's Pizza Shack. It is a fundraiser for Lucas.
And it's going to be when?
Sunday, March the 25th. And just one last thing. If folks can't make it and they would like to donate, they can go to our Wings of Angels webpage, and there's a place there to donate. You can specify Lucas, and everything will go to him. So, you know, if you can't make it for some reason and you want to help out, you can do it that way, too.
Great. Donna, thank you so much for being with us this morning.
You guys, too. Have a blessed day. And Linda, enjoy your drinks today, okay, honey?
All liquid.
A gallon of watching
Linda. When I think about these kids
and what
the families are going through with these kids, you know, I feel blessed.
We are blessed.
Is just a procedure. I'm just sharing it with everybody that's something that you can do that you need to do in order to
cancer prevention. That's right. And
maybe sparing somebody else that
Well, that's what we're hoping.
Well, that's
what
I'm encouraging people.
You know, this is the first time Linda's done it. And I tell you what, for 3 years, I have been battling.
I do not want to do
it. I have been battling with her about this. And she just, okay, I'll do it.
Yeah.
And then she never does it.
I do not want to do
it. So last night on.
But I'm going to do it.
We were watching TV as I was laying there trying to, you know, not fall out of bed, and said, and it was got 30 seconds, but Two and a Half Men, Ron. And what was the show about?
Colonoscopies.
And he, the things they were saying, I was just laughing, but Linda didn't see the humor in it. We'll
it's
be right
okay.
back. I mean, I saw the humor in it. The colon blaster. We'll be right back.
From the Fox Business Network, Wall Street kicking off the trading day with little change in the markets. Just past 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 15 points. The S&P 500 and the NASDAQ also little changed. Jobless claims are once again at a four-year low, another sign the labor market is getting stronger slowly. 351,000 Americans filed for first-time benefits last week. The better-than-expected news also marks the ninth straight week claims have been below that key 400,000 mark. Wholesale prices in February posted their biggest gain in 5 months. Producer prices rose 0.4% last month, fueled by a spike in energy costs. The number was lower than economists expected, though. The so-called core index, which factors out food and energy, rose 0.2% as economists had predicted. And manufacturing in the New York region rose to a 21-month high. The New York Fed's Empire Manufacturing Index was better than expected, with a reading of 20.21, with the Fox Business Report.
State Farm Insurance.
Are you the one who bought my husband a Falcon?
Excuse me?
You saved my husband over $480 by switching to...
We can't control what our customers do with their savings.
Stop buying him frivolous things.
What do you want me to do?
Buy me frivolous things.
Save an average of $480 when you switch your auto policy to State Farm. Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today. Average household savings based on 2010 National Survey of New Policyholders who reported savings by switching to State Farm.
Your trusted name in appliances. Carmona's Appliance Center.
Shoppers at Carmona's Appliance Center's annual private sale took advantage of huge savings on name brand appliances.
I couldn't believe the selection and the prices on all the appliances I needed for my kitchen remodel.
The sale was a huge success, but we still have a warehouse overloaded with appliances, so we've extended our sale prices to the public through Saturday the 25th. Our stores are bulging with washers and dryers, dishwashers, disposals, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, and more. All our Whirlpool, Maytag, KitchenAid, Amana, and Jennair appliances, including floor models and one-of-a-kind items, are priced to move and backed by our parts and service departments. Plus, 12 months same as cash, free local delivery, and at Carmona's, we'll meet or beat any local advertised price, or it's free with no credit check necessary. Your local brand source dealer is Carmona's Appliance Center, Mistletoe Lane, Reading, and our appliance and mattress location at 330 Walnut Street in Red Bluff.
Your trusted name in appliances, Carmona's Appliance Center.
Swipe to win, play to win, stay to win at Wind River Casino. And come on and win a free ride. Here you have a chance to win a brand new 2012 Can-Am Spyder Roadster. It has three wheels, endless possibilities. It's unlike anything on the road. Over $40,000 in prizes up for grabs. Swipe to win, play to win, stay to win. The more you play, the more chances you have to win prizes and a 2012 Can-Am Spyder Roadster. We are the only local entertainment destination in Northern California. Plus, we have new games to waiting to hit the jackpot. It's easy. Just use your free River Club card daily. Don't miss your chance to win free slot play at weekly drawings on Mondays and Thursdays. The big giveaway is on Thursday, March 29th, where you could ride off on your very own Can-Am Spyder Roadster. For more information on Wind River's Come On and Win a Free Ride Swipe to Win promotion, log on to windriver.com. Better yet, head down to Wind River Casino and check out your all-new Can-Am Spyder Roadster. Swipe to win, play to win, stay to win. It's better on the river.
Thank you for shopping at Bastiani Arms. It is now 6 o'clock and we are now closed. Please bring your purchases up to the register at this time.
Hold up. Wait a minute. Just kidding.
The good guys at Bastiani Arms will continue to give you the attention and service you've come to expect, even if you need them after hours. They still treat every customer the old-fashioned way, with respect and first-class customer service. If you're buying a new gun anytime soon, remember Bastiani Arms, your locally owned and operated firearms dealer. New or used, Bastiani Arms is Redding's most knowledgeable firearms dealer on handguns, rifles, shotguns, and off-list AR lower receivers. No fishing poles or camping equipment sold here. No, sir. Bastiani Arms is Redding's exclusive firearms dealer. They appreciate your business and thank you for keeping your dollars here in our community. Bastiani Arms on the corner of Larkspur and Wall Street in Redding. Join the revolution.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460 this morning. Hi, how are you? 7:34. It's currently 55 degrees outside. Of course, it's rain, and we're looking to about temperatures reaching around, I guess they said 56. And lots of rain today. So the weather's always brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards.
We
love Ensemble.
Yeah, we love Ensemble Vineyards. Yeah. This portion of the show is brought to you, of course, by R&B Sharpening. Bob and Judy have had their place since 1985, and again, I'm going down there to get some blades sharpened, and I do it. First of all, I just like to go down and talk with them, but they do great work. They guarantee it. They'll sharpen anything, saws, knives, router bits, saw chains. They will make bandsaw blades to order while you wait. What can I say? And since Squirrel Wars is getting ready to start again, I've got to get ready that way, even though I have not had to go hand-to-hand with the squirrels yet. But visit them at 6915 East Side Road, Building 6 in Anderson, or give them a call at 530-365-1479. That's R&B Sharpening, local people doing very, very good work. Two more supervisors have joined the fight. Now, the latest, and forgive me, my friends, sometimes it's difficult to keep them all straight. But the latest is Fred Reines is going in for the Hawes seat. And is joining the fight with, I shouldn't say the fight, the contest with Patrick Jones and Ms. Giacomini. And then Catherine Byrd has thrown her hat in the ring for the Hartman seat, which already includes, Cheryl Clifford, Sherry Beal, who else? There's two other people. I'll get all their names here straight one of these days. But she's out of Simpson College. Of course, we will have them all on. In fact, one from Simpson College and then one from Shasta College are all running. And, of course, today we're having Leonard Modi on at 8 o'clock, who is I thought was going to be running unopposed. And then Scott Schwinneman and threw his hat in the ring, as did Steve Allen. And we've got Steve Allen. I've got to call him to Steve Allen, who is the representative for the police unions, police and fire unions here in town, to have him on for tomorrow. But I'm not sure. I haven't heard back on that, and probably because I've been gone for a day. The other things going on, other elections local, is it looks like the Lucero election is going to move forward. And the three candidates for that, along with Lucero, are all, I don't know, can you say licking their chops on this? Dolores Lucero, of course, is the subject of a recall election. She says is that many of those votes were done illegally and had a lawsuit, and that was set aside, and they were allowed the election to go forward. You know, the question is she really that much of an obstructionist? Is it that bad that you have to spend this money for a recall election? One of the people that was in the midst of this recall to help get it organized is now running for office. I find that interesting. Myself, but it should be, and most of the course, most of the people that are running for office up there, City of Shasta Lake, kind of agree with each other. In most cases, you know, they do have some that are different.
Well,
no, I'm finished with that. I've got, you know, well, I know you had some things you wanted to give away.
Okay, I've got the fluff stuff. We can do that. But there's something that I was. Maybe you can help me, listeners, a chat room. Followers, fill me in on this because I just got snippets. There was a guy down at Corning at what is the city council meeting?
The guy at Corning.
Okay,
yeah.
Was father of talking about. I guess there was a kid that was on the campus with drugs, and somehow I guess it was probably pot, and he was giving pods out. That's what I heard. That was a snippet.
He was giving
that
marijuana cookies out.
I thought it was pods,
no,
but anyway,
marijuana cookies,
so,
brownies.
So here's the deal. Evidently, this kid got a pass. Or he didn't do, like, the hard time or whatever it is that, you know, the rules were bent in his favor. And the gentleman that was speaking to the city council was really irate. And he went down to say, and this is what I heard this morning. I saw it live, you know, what he was saying, was that it's bad. I've gone down this path. I've been in jail. And when you say no, there should be no tolerance. So this is the kind of thing that starts to irate. I get irate over this. What part of no don't you understand? What is it about the legal system that has to take no and make it gray? I didn't get a gray on my red light. Why, I don't, you know, it's like just a little. No, it's not just a little. It's no. No tolerance means no. You get, if you get caught with drugs, you're out. What is this about? Oh, it's the rights of the individual student and their privacy. No, if you've got drugs on you, you're out.
Well, according to one of our listeners, they said the police weren't called because they said they didn't have any evidence. I find that interesting because...
Give him a blood test.
Then how do you know that he was giving away marijuana cookies then? You know, the whole thing...
See, it's all gray. Everybody thinks gray. No is gray. Well, there's an exception. No. It's N-O. Why can't we do that? That's what's wrong with our country. It's that we have become vanillaized. There's always an exception.
Let's not take responsibility for our own actions.
No,
it's not
no.
your fault. It's not your fault. Because no doesn't mean no anymore. It means,
you know
don't drink and drive.
Exactly.
Unless you do this.
Oh, what happened? Okay, your son-in-law. Talk about drinking and driving. Not your son-in-law, but somebody who he works with who is in, unfortunately, drank. And that state has a very much lower tolerance.
New Mexico, yeah, it was his boss. In New Mexico, the state, it's like 0.404, not 0.08, so it's like one beer.
One beer.
So anyway, okay, we got to take a break here. Do you really feel no means no, though?
I think that, you know, I know. Stop. I'm really upset about that. No means no. Take responsibility. Don't sit there and say, it's a bad example.
The thing is, if they know the kid had the marijuana cookies and they know that he was giving them out, why wasn't he at least suspended for a week? That said, you can't just bring it in and then nothing happens. Except, I don't know, he wasn't suspended, I don't think, wasn't expelled for sure. But and the mother was on the school board, which just smacks of it. It smacks of special privileges, which is what happens a lot of times when people try to, you know, they do things and they say, wait a minute, that's not special privileges. That's not because we're behind closed doors trying to figure out how we can sell this piece of city property. There's nothing wrong with that. Anyway, we'll be right back. Carl Lindebach. Linda, you really got fired up for that.
I get mad at that. Like, put your finger in the fire. You tell your kids no.
Wait till tonight.
No.
We'll be right back. Carl Lindebach.
Having a great tattoo is combining the perfect design with the right artist. You can find both at Nathan's Anthems. Their artist can bring your old tattoo to life or create a new tattoo that you've been thinking of. Nathan's piercing crew takes you to a whole new level. They use the finest quality equipment and the best jewelry available. Every tattoo shop has a different standard of quality with regards to artistry, cleanliness, services, and safety. We invite you to come in and look at the tattoo artist portfolios and bring in your tattoo ideas. This month, Nathan's is giving away a $300 tattoo to a local veteran. That's right, one lucky veteran. All you have to do is go in and sign up at 1358 Market Street at the corner of Market and Tehama. Nathan's Anthems wants to remind you that no two tattoo shops are the same, and some are better than others, so think before you ink. That's Nathan's Anthems, 1358 Market Street for your one-of-a-kind experience. 241-8288. 241-8288. Check out some of their custom work at their studio or online at nathansanthems.com.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried meats, cheeses, fruits, vegetables, and non-hybrid seed packs so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But what kind of crisis should you plan for? Civil unrest? Earthquake? Monetary crisis? Flood? Fire? Isn't Mount Lassen due? Here at the Patriot, we carry the Extreme Emergency Kit. It is a large plastic pail that contains water filtration system, stove, hand crank flashlight and radio, four blankets, two tube tents, first aid kits, food for two people for 2 weeks, and and a various assortment of useful things that you may need when you need them, all for over $100 less than most internet sites. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years, we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I'm a Free Fire Media, Carl and the Bot, 746 on March the 15th, 530-605-4567. Is our phone line, and we're streaming live at KCNR 1460. Of course, video going out live on livestream.com/freefireradio. Now, if you notice this big cloud of steam in the studio, it's because I had to get out the fire extinguisher and spray the area because Linda was really hot about, does no mean no? Well, no only means no if you mean no. No doesn't mean maybe. Okay, I don't want to go there again because once you get going, you get going. This...
No, I'm serious. You want to keep me rolling on this. I mean, talk about, like, the Shasta Women's Refuge and women. No means no. That just covers so many things. In our society, we've become like, how low can your pants? You keep pushing. How low can your pants go? How can you? No. No butt crackage. No wearing your pants down. No means no. What is wrong with the standard? You get caught with drugs at school, you're out.
Okay.
You're out.
But they, okay, got it. You really are.
I just think that's the problem. And I get mad at the attorneys who also come in and go, well, there's got to be, you know, there's a loophole like privacy of the
butt crack.
Whatever.
Okay.
Along those lines. Okay, next.
Foreclosures are down for the fourth straight month here in Shasta County. Now, that's good news. The news that's not so good is, why is that happening? They're not sure, unless we're running out of places to foreclose on. No, I'm serious. I mean, foreclosure, when they ask them, they go, well, you know, they've got these new programs in the banks. You know, people are refinancing their houses and all that. But a lot of those refinances that were from 3 years ago when they realized that Frank and the rest of his thugs did up there, and in Clinton, and then the Republicans that piled on this to make it work, to give the banks all this. And so now, you know, so 3 years ago, they were helping people. Well, that's run out now, so that's going to happen. But right now, it's the best that it's been as far as, the amount of foreclosures since September of, like, 3 years ago.
I can tell you, as a homeowner in process, the banks are not these days, how can we help you? It's how many obstacles can we toss in front of you, and how many hoops can these people make you jump through?
And after you jump through the first hoop, they light the next hoop.
I have dropped a rainforest worth of paper on this thing. But thank God we're finally getting close.
Well, you know what the thing for us is, we're looking at it if we're refinancing. And now they've got all these, these different rules that, we're going to go back and refinance because we can drop our interest rate. And now it's worth it for me to just go put up with all the crap that you just went through, Bob. But,
yeah.
You know, but now it's
the kind of
thing. Well, it costs. Well, I'm not sure how much it's going to cost.
They roll it over into the loan.
Well, that could be. But the thing is it will save us money. But it's only now that it's worth my time to try and get all this stuff done, because it does take time, worth our time to do this. But the good news is that the foreclosures are going down. But how much is left to foreclose on? Let's welcome Brian to the show.
Good morning.
Well, good morning, my fellow friends. How are you today?
We're fine, Brian.
What's on your mind?
Hey, you know, when I spent time in Russia, I had an opportunity to see how their infrastructure is working over there. And this is my little analogy on what's going on. And honestly, I don't want to sound like it's some kind of a conspiracy, but I really believe what they're trying to do is force people into more regulated housing, more like complexes, apartments, and stuff like that. Because what they're doing over there is they're getting rid of all the houses, and they're building, I'm serious, these huge, enormous complexes, apartment complexes, that they actually sell them. They don't rent most of them. They actually sell them like houses. But I really believe what they're doing is they're taking away the houses from people and forcing them into these apartment complexes. What a better way to control the people as far as that step that they're doing by first taking away their private property, and then the government owns whatever, you know, that you're going to live in.
We were talking about Agenda 21 there, and I think that's where they try to force people out of the hinterlands, off the land, into corridors along the road, along the highways, but also inside cities. You pack them into places like you just said. You know, so you're in, you know, the housing is more controllable, the energy is, you know, they use less energy, you can, you know, all those things. And the only problem with that is that when you start stacking people on top of each other, as they've shown in study after study, is that violence, depression, mental problems start even more than we've got now.
Oh, no, you're absolutely right. And, you know, they'll knock down these older homes, you know, that were built in the 60s and that are a lot older, and just start laying up, you know, tall buildings everywhere we go. But you're right. It's just like that study with the rats. Too many rats in one spot. They start attacking and eating each other.
They will eat their young, even. And that's the point that bothers me, is if you look at the ghettos and cities where people are just there were so many of them in one spot, all types of problems. And, you know, they pretty soon they have like their own, when their neighborhoods was their own world. In fact, they're running into that in other countries where they don't assimilate into the culture. So they have their own country there. And, you know, that's the thing is that we've got the land. We've got this beautiful countryside around here. To force people back off their ranches and farms just doesn't make sense.
Nope. Have a good day, guys.
Thanks, Brian.
Okay. Thanks, Brian.
We got to take a break.
It's always nice to hear calls from our intelligent listeners.
They're all intelligent.
We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
As spring arrives, it's time to start planning your inside-outside home improvement projects. Your original Home and Garden Expo, March 23rd, 24th, and 25th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds is the answer to achieving your goals. Creating a new landscaping or beginning a garden project? Speak to all the experts in one convenient location about plants, shrubs, and all things beautiful at the Home and Garden Expo. Inside the home, time for new lighting, a home theater, new furniture. There's something for every part of your home at the original Home and Garden Expo. Doors, windows, flooring, efficient air conditioning upgrades, it's all there and more. All your local professionals are ready to help you plan and complete all your home improvement projects. There's all this and so much more at your original Home and Garden Expo, featuring local businesses and ideas with exclusive show-only discounts. Your premier Home and Garden Expo, March 23rd, 24th, and 25th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson. Don't miss it. There's something for everyone. Pick up your discount admission card at Palmer's Furniture, BCI Landscape, Integrity Heating and Air, or Carpet One. And find more information online at ReadingHomeExpo.com.
Talk about customer service. Well, Kathy Larson from the Bay Area found Crown Motors on the internet, and Kathy says, I couldn't find what I was looking for, so I got on the net and Crown popped up. So I called them, told them what I wanted and the price. In 20 minutes, they had the car, and it was delivered to my house that evening. I'm very pleased, and so are we, Kathy. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them. And check us out online at CrownMotorsReading.com.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 7:55 in the morning, March 15th. Carl in the back. You know what? It is so good to be back. You know, it kind of, you know, every so often you just, you know, it just.
Well, I'll be under the scope in the morning, so you won't see me here tomorrow.
But no, but we'll
I'll be calling in first thing in the morning.
If we listen.
Okay.
Okay. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Nathan's Anthems Tattoos. What can I say? They're giving away veterans, my veteran friends, my fellow veterans. They're giving away a $300 tattoo this month. Only thing you have to do is go in and sign up at it at the corner of 1358 Market Street. That's right down from the studio here. It's on Market and I think Tehama. Yeah, Market and Tehama Drive. Just go in there, walk in there, and just sign up, and you can get $300 worth of tattoos. Now, that could be a new one that you may want. You may want to, you know, freshen up that other one you had, you know, that time that you were in a long
were
in a long apo and it needs a little touching up, or maybe take off like Bad Bob's going down there to enter to take off the 12 girls' names on his shoulder because Brenda is just a little bit upset about that. So, you know, yeah, you
untrue.
Oh, but you are entering, but Bad Bob's entering the tattoo contest.
I want a super.
And you know what? When you get it, when you go down and after you win, you're going
to
come on the show and we're going
to
show it out here worldwide. If you want to, we're going to show that tattoo. And I tell you what, they do good work down there.
Not hairy.
No. And
okay,
mention that you heard
deal.
It here and say, you know, besides signing up, then you get 20% off any piercings or tattoos for the rest of the month. Nathan's Anthems and Tattoos, you know what? These are good. They're good people down there, too.
Veterans only for the special.
Veterans only for the special. Everybody else, take your family. I saw a lady when I was down there. The lady she brought in her three daughters, and they were lining up. Absolutely. I swear I saw that. Okay.
And a lot of them, it was interesting when we did take this tour, is that they are so safety conscious, and they will say, if somebody comes in and wants to get a tattoo on their neck, they'll say, do you have any other tattoos? No. Well, that's a job blocker. We're not going to do that.
Yeah,
they turn away
young,
work.
If you know what they have,
turn
if they're
away
a young
work.
Person, they will not, at least as they say, they will not tattoo hands. Or they will not tattoo faces or places that show. They said, you might as well just say, I'm never going to work again.
They're you know very what? Conscientious yeah, on that. Anyway, we have a
is.
Few minutes
anyway.
Left. I've got to make some announcements here. The Women's Fund of the Shasta Regional Community Foundation is going to be holding an event March 26th at noon at the community room of the Reading Library. This is really important. The title is Raising the Bar for Our Children and Schools. We were talking about this earlier. Reaching Higher Shasta. Speakers will address a new countywide initiative that strengthens the K-12 public school curriculum and is modeled after an effective program in Long Beach. Improving students' academic performance involves more than teachers and parents. It requires a community that values education. Reaching Higher Shasta. Just like $5, you go into the, you know, it sells out fast because everybody, these are the best forums. There's so much information there. So you want to contact Emily Young, 246 246-1067. That's 246-1067. It's the Women's Fund, and they're always giving you information to empower our community. I'm going to take, I know we're you're going to hate me, Bob, but I've got passes here I want to give away. So right before we go to break, first caller, 6054567, I'm going to give two complimentary passes to the brand new show that's going to be opening at Riverfront Playhouse that is called Lend Me a Tenor, Ken Ludwig's Lend Me a Tenor, directed by Jennifer Levins. The performance dates are March 17th through April 14th, and our particular night is for April 6th. Give us a call here and you get two tickets to Lend Me a Tenor. Of course, we like to support the Riverfront Playhouse. And we're going to take your call. Bob's going to put you on hold, and we're going to, of course, have to go to Fox News break. You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Afghans remain angry at Americans. Now mad that the U.S. soldier accused of killing 16 civilians in a shooting rampage has been moved out of the country. Afghanistan's president wants all of our troops out by next year. Fox News Radio's Connor Powell live in Kabul.
President Hamid Karzai announcing today he wants U.S. troops out of rural Afghan villages, and he wants to speed up the transfer of security responsibility from U.S. to Afghan forces faster than planned, calling for transition to happen by the end of next year, not 2014. This comes as the Taliban say they're suspending all peace talks with the U.S., the Taliban claiming America keeps changing conditions for negotiations, Dave.
Now, Connor, Iran's facing more nuclear sanctions. International Financial Transactions Service called SWIFT is cutting ties to Iran's banks. Fewer Americans lined up for unemployment last week. First-time jobless claims fell to 351,000, matching a four-year low hit earlier this month. But wholesale inflation is up mainly because of a gas price surge. Now, President Obama will talk energy on the road. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson's live in the White House.
And Dave, no specifics from the president's aides about this speech at this hour in Largo, Maryland, just outside D.C., but it comes as AAA's nationwide average price for a gallon of gas hits $3.82, and it's $4 or more in several states now, including New York and Connecticut. And the Wall Street Journal now reports President Obama and British Prime Minister David Cameron talked about possibly releasing oil held in strategic reserves. Dave?
Rich, the Republicans running against the president keep hammering him over gas prices. Mitt Romney says
he held off drilling in the Gulf. He held off drilling out of Anwar. He said no to the Keystone Pipeline from Canada.
Newt Gingrich campaigning in Illinois says if he's elected, he'd make America oil independent and
gasoline would be $2.50 a gallon or less.
An email bomb threat that evacuated a science building at the University of Maine, now given an all clear, and classes can resume there this hour. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
You feel petrified. You're struggling with your mortgage payments, not knowing what to do. You do nothing. But if you do something, you're far more likely to get the most positive outcome. Making Home Affordable is a free government program. Call 888-995-HOPE to talk one-on-one with a housing expert about your options. Call 888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
He still has some supporters.
14 years for one misstep is ridiculously cruel.
But Rod Blagojevich starts serving that sentence for corruption today. The ousted ex-Illinois governor surrendered in Chicago this morning.
Rod Blagojevich has been ordered to serve time in the federal government's Inglewood prison near Denver. And former Cicero, Illinois town president Betty Lauren Maltese, who's done 7 years in a federal pen, says
anything personal that will kind of remind him of home is stripped from him. And as soon as he is told to take off his clothes, he'll know his life has definitely changed.
The Littleton, Colorado facility is minimum security, but the handbook suggests that inmates stay in well-lit areas and turn down gifts from other prisoners because there are usually strings attached. But Blagojevich attorney Aaron Goldstein says,
everything's going to be okay. We're going to be all good.
The ex-governor says he has a heavy heart but high hopes for the future. Jennifer Kuiper, Fox News Radio.
A month after 74 people died in a soccer stadium riot in Egypt, 75 people are being charged, including fans who were accused of murder and police officers with complicity in murder. Across this country, people are filling out last-minute brackets to enter office pools. The NCAA tournament's flurry of 16 games today is about to start.
After four play-in games, March Madness really gets going with 16 games. Colorado State versus Murray State tipping things off at 12:15 Eastern Time. Two of the four number one seeds go today. Kentucky versus Western Kentucky, and Syracuse against North Carolina Asheville. Syracuse playing the tournament without star center Fab Mello. He's had academic problems and is ineligible.
I feel bad for him. I feel bad for the rest of the players on the team.
That's Coach Jim Boeheim. The championship game's April 2nd in New Orleans. Chris Foster, Fox News Radio.
The winners of last night's two play-in games, Vermont and South Florida. On Wall Street, we're seeing not much action. The Dow is not even up one whole point. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 8:05 in the morning, calling in the bot, March the 15th. During our news break, Assemblyman Jim Nielsen called and wants to give us an update on the fire tax bill. Jim, are you there?
I am, and I'll be quick, but I must say, Supervisor Modi, I'm still working to repeal and modify public safety realignment, and you as a longtime law enforcement professional and now supervisor wrestling with this mass group of unrehabilitated folks knows better than anyone else what a mess it is. The fire tax today, Senator Lamont, Assemblyman Jeffries, and I, a couple of others, are going to have a press conference about our legislation to repeal the fire tax. It's a bill we've reintroduced. Assemblyman Jeffries and I introduced it at the end of session last year. We did not succeed, but we did get two Democrats then even to vote with us. Now the bills are going to be coming out, and so it's timely to make our next attempt to repeal it. And there will be indeed a firestorm. It's going to be a firestorm of citizens throughout California, rural and suburban areas who are Schedule A counties. They're going to be mad as the heck about this new tax that was imposed in the dark of night with no legislative or public input, and then previously expanded by the State Board of Forestry, sacked by the governor just a few weeks ago, to make it even more open. So today we're going to announce our full court press, and the tax increases are just about to descend. I met with the State Board of Equalization day before yesterday. They're looking at 56 new state bureaucrats to administer this tax. And the Department of Forestry and Fire Protection are going to have many, many more to go out and to identify structures to apply that tax to.
56 new employees.
That's just in the Department of Board of Equalization to assess the tax. And by the way, it is not a fee, it is a tax. And also, the Howard Jarvis taxpayers are poised to wade in with a lawsuit to enjoin the implementation of that illegal, I call it illegal tax.
Well, I agree with you. And of course, the people are all for it. People live in little condos in Southern California.
Well, I don't know really how many people are for it. I mean, the only people are for it are the people in the administration who want to take that money and spend it on something else. And by the way, we're going to be coming out with some real hard figures on what the costs of this thing are going to be. It's just incredible. And I met Monday with the CAL FIRE folks. Now, these are the firefighters themselves. They don't like it either.
No, nobody likes it except the people trying to siphon money out of your pocket. Jim.
Amen. Well, we'll give you an update later, and you two folks have a great day. Len, keep up the good work.
Thank you.
And Jim, we'll have you back on for a full show so we can do some more catching up.
All right, sir.
All right, thank
Bye-bye.
You. We'll see you, Jim. Okay, now let's go to our Wells Fargo update and our Wells Fargo Minute with Kathy Lathrop Cummings.
Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is positive 2 points at 13,196. The Standard & Poor's 500 is positive 1 at 1,396, and the NASDAQ is positive 3 at 3,043. Active stocks today include Bank of America up 24 cents at $9.08, and Citigroup up 76 cents at $35.97. Stocks of local interest, Pacific Gas and Electric is down 8 cents at $43.01, and Pepsi is down 19 cents at $63.87. Turning to the bond market, we're finding lowered prices on the 30-year Treasury bond at this point in time, increasing that yield to 3.40%. And in the commodity markets, gold is trading up $6.10 at $16.49 even. Silver is up 19 cents at $32.38, and crude oil is up 36 cents at $105.79. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop coming to the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC, for KCNR.
All right, here we are. Thank you so much, Kathy Lathrop Cummings.
Wells Fargo Minute, Wells Fargo Monday through Fridays from 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06 in the morning.
Our guest
Monday
this
Friday.
Morning is Leonard Modi, and of course, we are going to take a break, and we're very excited. Welcome to the program, Leonard.
Thank you. I'm glad to be
and
here.
And you are going to be running, and we're going to hear all about that district and where you stand. And, of course, we're looking forward to the chat pack, and we're looking forward to calls here on KCNR 1460.
Talk about customer service. Well, Kathy Larson from the Bay Area found Crown Motors on the Internet, and Kathy says, I couldn't find what I was looking for, so I got on the net and Crown popped up. So I called them, told them what I wanted and the price. In 20 minutes, they had the car, and it was delivered to my house that evening. I'm very pleased, and so are we, Kathy. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them. And check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis from Gramavaglia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
911.
These people, they came to my store. They told me to get down. I did.
So you're saying that you were just robbed? Do they have any weapons?
I'm 12 years old.
Realignment, a poor economy, and law enforcement agencies that are facing cutbacks mean one thing to Northern California residents. You may have to take your personal protection into your own hands. This is retired U.S. Army Command Sergeant Major Ted Leidy, Senior Instructor at NorCal Firearms Instruction at Bastiani Arms. NorCal Firearms Instruction is an approved concealed weapons training facility for all six Northern California counties. We specialize in comprehensive personal protection, safety, local and state laws, and live fire training. NorCal Firearms Instruction offers basic CCW, advanced handgun, and of course, our popular ladies-only CCW classes. Oh, by the way, we start every class with a Pledge of Allegiance. Give Bastiani Arms a call at 222-8222 to schedule your training or visit us on the web at www.norcalfi.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I will see you at the range.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and about 8:12 in the morning. It's 55 degrees out there.
Are you ready for your roll?
I am ready. March 15th. And this portion of the show is brought to you by North Valley Bank. Business of the Year for 2011. You know, local banks doing great work for our community. And that's what counts. You know, I don't denigrate other banks. But if you're a national bank, many, many times, you don't really care about the people that maybe work there care about the people. But as soon as you go beyond them, they don't care. But you've got local banks. North Valley Bank is one that has shown that they care about people. Many of their people volunteer to participate in community events and nonprofits, plus the fact they give you that stellar service. North Valley Bank, Business of the Year for 2011.
Shout out. And welcome to our program again. We have Leonard Modi. Okay. We have, people know Leonard Chief, Supervisor, and what district?
District 2.
Okay, now.
Make sure you say that again when the microphone's on. District 2.
District 2. Still District 2.
Now, how much has changed? District 2.
Name recognition for you as the chief of police was obvious, you know, when you ran. And up until Friday or Thursday of last week, it looked like you were running unopposed.
Well, but you always anticipate and prepare for that. You know, you never assume that no one else is going to run. And so we did that, and we're ready to go. So
that's good. Yeah.
What has the past holding a position of supervisor in District 2, what have been some of the highlights? And running again, what are some of the things that you feel like perhaps you weren't really able to get in and, you know, get down and get dirty and help change it you want to go to? I'm sure this next hour we're going to have all kinds of questions for you. But what would be some of the highlights for you?
Well, for me, the biggest thing was learning just a lot more about how the county operates and all the services that they provide. A lot of people think it's just maybe the sheriff and the DA and stuff, and they don't realize there's so many other things that are provided, like mental health, public health, child services. There's people who check on the weights and measures, make sure that when you get 5 gallons of gas, it is truly 5 gallons of gas. So it's just a whole host of issues and departments that cover things, and we can talk about that a little bit later. But it's sort of learning that there's more to the county, certainly a lot more as far as some of the services than the city does. And for me, it's a chance to learn that. I think I'm on board with a lot of things now after being on the board for 3 years, being involved in the Regional Transportation Planning Agency. I'm on a host of different boards and liaison for the county, not only within Shasta County, but with agencies in the state. So you learn a lot of different things, and then you get ready to go.
Well, how long does it take, Leonard, to learn? I mean, I know it's a constant learning process.
Yeah.
Because I've had people say, well, you know what, it takes, you know, and they talk about term limits. Well, it takes 4 years just to learn your job. Yeah. And I think I have problems with that when people tell me it takes 4 years to learn a job. You know, I can see where if something only happens once in a millennium that you've got something new there. But how long do you think it takes to learn a job?
Well, I think, you know, it takes a good year and a half just to kind of get up to speed on things. And then to become an expert, I think it takes a couple more years. And then things change every year. I mean, the laws change, the rules change, the needs of the people change. And so you're constantly trying to keep on top of everything that's available to you and the things you have to deal with on a daily basis.
Okay. Well, we've got people lined up here for phones.
Well, let me disagree a little bit with some of my background, because I know that you want to. I'm a local person, too, born and raised here. I went to school here at Shasta. I went on to school at Notre Dame. I have my BA in business. I went to USC for my master's. You talked already. I spent 31 years in law enforcement, the last 6 years as the police chief. And certainly beyond that, a lot of community involvement. You said name recognition. Well, I think it's part of my community involvement that's done that. I've been involved in a lot of different boards over the years, including Centerville Water Board, the Community Chester Regional Community Foundation, Mercy Foundation, Rotary Club. I did announcing at the Shasta High football games for 20 years. Enjoyed that. Been on Leadership Reading. Probably four or five other different groups. So I've been trying to be involved, and that's what I enjoy.
Right.
That's what I enjoy about it.
But, you know, you're right. I mean, we know you as Chief Modi and then supervisor. But there are, obviously dozens of other things you've been involved with in the community because you've lived here your whole life.
And I enjoy that. That's why I ran for supervisor, as I knew I wanted to be involved in my community and still serve and do things for my community. I enjoy talking to people. I enjoy working out issues for them and trying to help them through the process. And that's what keeps me coming back this year time as well.
Well, this is the key word that we discuss many times at events, is that when you are in a position of a supervisor or a city council or a governor or president, you serve.
Correct.
And that's the word that we're not going to go on the negative side of that, because this is your time. But I mean, that's an amazing, everything that you talked about is serving the community. So should we go to the phones, Carl? Should we take the first caller and go to Janet?
No, let's go to Charles.
Let's go to Charles. Charles is lined up first.
Charles, good morning. Welcome to KCNR. You are live.
Good morning. A week and a half ago, you voted, Supervisor Modi, you voted along with others to approve the acceptance and application for a $1.25 million grant by application made by Public Health to promote, to spend that much money over 5 years to promote policies, among them smoke-free housing and a ban on sugary soft drinks, and then looking at the Public Health Advisory Board agenda for yesterday's meeting, they even want to use the money to have a countywide salt ban. And so I'd like to hear what you for the benefit of the audience, what you have to say to that.
Thank you, Charles. Well, I think the smoke-free housing, I think, is a good thing. We all we recognize that there are issues with that. For those who choose to smoke, that's their personal choice, but there are a lot of people who choose not to smoke. And if you live in apartment buildings and if your neighbors are smoking and they smoke a lot, it can come through the doors, the windows, and I think that people are kind of get upset about that. It's just like they don't let people smoke on airplanes anymore. So I think that's a case where it's a voluntary process for the apartment owner if he wants to follow that or not. And I may think that in the end it gives him more tenants, because if he's smoke-free, more people might want to go there. As far as the health and food stuff, I mean, it's obvious. We know in the world today that our kids are eating a lot more, and they're a lot of them are overweight, and we've got to do some things to help them be more healthy. So I think that's it. I think.
I've got a question about that then, Leonard. When does it's one thing for their parents to step in there, but when the county is saying, okay, you can't have salt in your food?
Well, I haven't heard this salt thing.
I'm just using that as an example.
Yeah, that's something.
You're talking about because our kids are obese, they are. They are obese, but. Does the county need to step in, and does the government need to step in on that?
Well, if I had my choice, I'd tell you we should do less of it, and parents should do a lot more of it. I totally agree with that, and I think we're trying to be all things to all people, and we don't have enough money to do that. But there is grant money out there that can help in those issues, and so our public health persons wanted to accept that and do that. But I think there should be more personal responsibility, and I think parents should help us a lot, too.
Okay. On that note, we've got to take a break, and when we come back, we are with Supervisor Leonard Mody. We have calls coming in, so please hang on. We'll see you on the other side. Bob's busy over there, but we'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
Come discover firsthand what it takes to be part of the Shasta County Grand Jury. The Grand Jury Open House is this Thursday at 5:30 in the Shasta County Library next to Redding City Hall. Come learn from a Superior Court judge and former members of the Grand Jury why this is possibly the most important volunteer opportunity you could hope for.
Serving on the Grand Jury is very rewarding. We really made a difference and I learned so much.
I felt it was important to watch how taxpayer money is spent.
The Grand Jury is the public's watchdog.
If you're interested in helping make sure local governments and agencies operate in the best interests of our community, can serve about 15 hours a week for a year, have the skills of listening, asking thoughtful questions, and helping write good reports with other interesting people, come to the open house 5:30 Thursday in the library next to Redding City Hall. For more information, go to ShastaCountyGrandJury.org. If you don't ask the tough questions, who will?
A call from a police agency. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. A patrol cruiser was rear-ended in a collision. The bodywork was completed, but it didn't handle the same as before the collision, and the officers refused to drive it. My inspection revealed the left quarter panel, trunk, and bumper had been replaced, but a buckle in the frame had not been repaired. The buckle made the frame shorter. This caused the rear axle to be off track by 1/2 inch. Causing an unstable condition on curves and turns. Clearly, this was a job for the Mega Liner, available only at Coachmaster, the biggest and most powerful frame liner in Northern California, capable of over 100 tons of combined pulling power. Warning, there is now a well-handling patrol cruiser in Northern California. Just look for the officer with the big smile on his face. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hi, I'm sitting here with Ann, and we're talking about Adamson's Peak Performance. A lot of women our age are starting to take control of their lives. It's never too late to get back into your body, right? Tell us about your story.
I've lost 26 pounds.
You look amazing.
I'll be 60 in January. I am much stronger. I can go the distance. My kids are very proud of me. They even comment, Mom, I can really tell the difference.
Well, I haven't seen you in a few months, and I can say that you look 20 years younger.
It boils down to me, if I don't care about myself, I can't possibly care for anybody else in my family.
Thanks, Ann, for that great testimony. Call Adamson Speak Performance at 221-8006 or go to AdamsonSpeakPerformance.com.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR. Currently 55 degrees in the downtown studios. We're going to have rain today all day long, and including tonight. And it looks like we're going to have our forecast of the week, our showers and showers. We're looking so forward
showers.
To that. And more showers. Bring it on.
You know, and that the weather is brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. And Ann Coulter is coming to town
March 23rd.
March 23rd, and they've still got some tickets. And you can have dinner with Ann, or just listen to her speak and get a book signings and all this, 474-5546. Our guest today is Supervisor District 2, Leonard Modi. And we've just got all types of questions lined up, and as you can imagine.
Must be a popular guy.
You are.
Well, you know what? Here's the good thing. Is,
and you're running.
Is that when you put yourself out in
Hats
a public
in
office,
ring.
And that you do the things that you think believe are right, and this is one of the things that you have to look at, is that when you're in office, there's always people going to disagree.
Oh, absolutely. And the key really is to hear all information and then try to do what you think is the best for the community and the overall and move on.
There you go. Janet, good morning.
Thanks for holding.
Thank you for holding.
Good morning. There are several cities and counties in California that have or will soon be filing bankruptcy. Please, can you discuss the financial status of our county?
I can, and I'd be happy to.
Thank you, Janet.
You know, one thing is that this board has done over last 3 or 4 years, and certainly with the help of Larry Lees, our CEO, is we have been very careful to spend money or not spend money we don't have. That's been our motto, don't spend money we don't have. So we have not borrowed money for operations. Instead, we've made cuts in our expenses. We've had a great deal of help from our employee groups who have come to the table, and we've been able to negotiate with them to reduce their pay and benefits in order to keep us solvent, to keep people working, which is good. And so we've positioned ourselves very well to get through these next few years, as we have the last 3 or 4 years, in a good financial situation. Compared to some places that have just overspent and have borrowed for their future and have not gotten their employee groups to come to the table.
Okay, thank you. Let's go to our next caller. John, good morning. You have a call. You have a question for Supervisor Modi.
Good morning, Carl, Linda. Welcome back. Carl, I'm glad you're feeling better.
Hoorah.
And yes, I do. Good morning, Supervisor Modi.
Good morning, John.
I'm going to call you Leonard because I know you.
That'd be fine.
Okay, I've got a couple things, but can you address what alternatives the citizens and you see for law-abiding citizens? Realignment is and will continue to stress law enforcement resources, including the existing jail. The new jail offer from the state comes with strings and an enormous logistical cost. I believe it's $6.2 million annually. The sheriff has 4 daily routine patrol officers on duty. Things that are happening here in the area, like the murders up in Mountain Gate and the lake holdup where they walked in and took thousands of dollars from a grocery store, I understand, with virtually no resistance and with no chance that they're going to get caught on the spot. What do you see coming down for us? What can we do? And you know, I know as a supervisor this issue has to concern you. Do you think that $33 million jail is going to get built? And if so, how is it going to get funded?
Well, you asked a lot of questions, John, and I'll try to get through them all here. But that's okay.
We only got 3 minutes, so he'll keep going.
Yeah. A couple things. One, this board, myself included, obviously, are very supportive of public safety, and that's our top priority. And we have done that throughout the last couple of years to make sure that even when we had to make cuts, we borrowed money from reserves to make sure that public safety didn't get cut anymore. You know, you mentioned the jail. Yeah, it's a great opportunity for us to get a additional jail space, which I think within allows us to hold people accountable for their actions rather than the revolving door that we have now at the jail. But it's going to be very difficult. As you mentioned, the operational costs are over $6 million currently, as the sheriff estimates. He needs to come back with us with some alternatives and some other inventive ways to relook at this to find if there aren't some of the ways to save money on the operations. Otherwise, it's probably just not possible to do that. And to the realignment and the release of prisoners, that's, as you know, is a huge concern for us. It's a problem for our community. The big issue here is the way we've been taking care of prisoners in the past with the state has not worked. They just warehouse them to come back. They're worse than they ever were. They repeat offenders 70% of the time. The effort here is to take those who are on the front end of their criminal career, keep them here locally, give them the help they need with mental health, public health, job training, drug rehab, whatever it is, and keep them out of the system in the future. I do think there's going to be a 3 to 5 year period where we're going to have an overlap of trying to keep to rehabilitate the new people and still deal with the people who are being released from prison. And that's going to be a problem for us, and that's going to be difficult for a few years. What we need to do is try to support the sheriff as much as we can, make sure that he has the resources to deal with the criminal element that's out there.
Does the but we still need the funding from the state.
Well, to build the jail, we need the funding from the state, but they're offering $33 million now, $35 million.
But on the realignment, though, they have to keep pushing money back into this. And is there a great deal of confidence that's going to continue?
That's a very good issue to bring up. They have promised us, you know, like $7 million for next year and $8 million for. We're not confident that that's going to be there every year, so we are worried about that.
Well, and I am understanding that we're starting, you know, the crime on some of these people are starting to commit crimes. And we've got to take a break here, so my last little statement would be is that they come out with $257, no housing, no jobs, no homes.
That's the state. That's what the state's done to us. They don't do anything. They just give them back to you and hope for the best.
Supervisor Leonard Modi is our guest, and we've got lots of questions we're going to be talking about in the next hour. Thank you very much.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. Afghanistan's president wants U.S. troops out sooner, by the end of next year. Hamid Karzai saying so to Defense Secretary Leon Panetta. One Afghan government leader saying,
"We have always believed that the only sustainable way to secure Afghanistan is to enable the Afghan themselves."
Defense Minister Abdul Rahim Wardak. This comes after a U.S. soldier was accused of killing 16 Afghan civilians.
The Afghans' outrage over the Sunday shooting rampage has led the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security to issue a joint bulletin to U.S. law enforcement agencies warning that this incident could contribute to the growth of homegrown violent extremists, meaning American citizens who carry out Islamic Jihad right here on U.S. soil.
Fox's James Rosen in Washington. Illinois Democrat Rod Blagojevich has arrived in Colorado, the former governor flying in to begin his 14-year prison sentence for corruption. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Talk about customer service. Well, Kathy Larson from the Bay Area found Crown Motors on the internet, and Kathy says, "I couldn't find what I was looking for, so I got on the net and Crown popped up. So I called them, told them what I wanted and the price. In 20 minutes, they had the car, and it was delivered to my house that evening. I'm very pleased, and so are we, Kathy. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them. And check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Appliances, Carmona's Appliance Center.
Shoppers at Carmona's Appliance Center's annual private sale took advantage of huge savings on name brand appliances.
I couldn't believe the selection and the prices on all the appliances I needed for my kitchen remodel.
The sale was a huge success, but we still have a warehouse overloaded with appliances, so we've extended our sale prices to the public through Saturday the 25th. Our stores are bulging with washers and dryers, dishwashers, disposals, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, and more. All our Whirlpool, Maytag, KitchenAid, Amana, and Jenner appliances, including floor models and one-of-a-kind items, are priced to move and backed by our parts and service departments. Plus, 12 months same as cash, free local delivery, and at Carmona's, we'll meet or beat any local advertised price, or it's free with no credit check necessary. Your local brand source dealer is Carmona's Appliance Center, Mistletoe Lane, Redding, and our appliance and mattress location at 330 Walnut Street in Red Bluff.
Your trusted name in appliances, Carmona's Appliance Center.
feeling lucky? Up for an adventure? Come spend your St. Patrick's Day at Wind River Casino, where Elements Restaurant is offering a Guinness Braised Fresh Corned Beef and Cabbage Special from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. only $13.95. Plus, $5 free slot play to play your favorite machine. Where better than Wind River Casino to grab a bite to eat and play in the $5,000 guaranteed St. Patrick's Day tournament on Saturday, March 17th? Your $115 buy-in will get you $10,000 in chips. Ask about a rebuy-in and buy-in bonus. Reserve your seat today at the River's Edge. So grab a St. Patty's Day meal in Elements Restaurant and pull up a seat and play in the $5,000 guaranteed St. Patrick's Day poker tournament on Saturday, March 17th at 11 a.m. Don't stop there. Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge is a kickin' DJ. So while you're having a frosty cold one, you can boot, scoot, and boogie all night long St. Patrick's Day at Wind River Casino. For all the details, call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I'm with Free Fire Media and Carl Lindebont. March the 15th, 8:34 in the morning, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop on Athens Avenue. What can I say about DC, Tim, and Lon? Great guys. Discounts for veterans, discount for seniors, man's last stronghold. Go in there and catch up on your magazines, catch up on a conversation. This week is a haircut week, I'm almost positive. You know it's Thursday. You could probably sneak one in there. I know a lot of the police and sheriffs and fire, and everybody goes in there.
Got to keep them looking good.
Got to keep them looking good.
Got to keep those, let them cut your hairs.
Hey, our guest is Supervisor...
Supervisor Leonard Modi with us this morning, of course. What happens is we've got the chat room is just flinging by.
Yeah.
And, you know, we always say one thing. Keep it civil, folks. Keep it civil. Yeah. And if you don't keep it civil, you're out. It's just like, I'm sorry, I'm with the no factor today. I'm kind of in that you know.
And,
so.
And by the way, speaking of the no factor, we did find out that the boy that brought in the marijuana cookies and Leonard told
us. Keith straightened me out there and
he was suspended, but here's the big questions are, one, where did he get the marijuana cookies?
That's a good question.
And that's the question you'd ask him. Where did he bake them? I mean, did he bake them at his house? And if he did, where's mom?
But if you're running a school... No. You know, you've got rules for the students, and that's where I was going, was that here's the rules. And, you know, you could go down, like, there could be 3 months thick, 30 people thick. I mean, that's not your job. I would think you're running a school. These are the rules. Anyway, so that's what you have to do, too. You have to...
play by the rules.
You have to play by the rules, and, gosh, being a chief of police,
before we get
you've
into
had some big rules.
Before we get into what you would do if you're reelected, there's, like, four questions here. Let's start with one of the departments, natural resources. It's been the focus of a lot of things, including lawsuits.
Resource management,
right? Including a number of lawsuits.
I'll just get to your question, but I will say that I would expect most lawsuits against any public agency, whether it be cities or counties, will be in the land development area. That is always where the biggest battle is.
And I'm not going to argue that one. And you know, like, I think it's out of 16 out of 30 or in that. But I understand that. You had a meeting, a special meeting, to discuss management of all the departments. What was the purpose of this?
Well, the people were asking, like, who's in charge of this person? Who's responsible for them? Who needs to, you know, keep an eye on them? And there were some questions, some people saying we didn't know who that was or, you know, who had responsibility. I disagree with that. I think exactly we knew who we wanted to. But there were a number of questions. We wanted to have a public workshop so people could come and ask their questions and they could hear who's responsible. And it gave us a chance to relook at our procedures and our lines of authority to see if we need to change them a little bit. We don't have a lot of flexibility, but we do have some flexibility to change them to see if we want to bring the CAO, Larry Lees, in to have more direct authority over some people. But also the state statutes say that some of these positions are not answerable to directly to the CAO. They have to be answerable to the Board of Supervisors, and they have their own constitutional directives that they have to follow by state law. So it gave us a chance to just put that out to the public, take some of their input. Obviously, people are concerned about the way they think they've been treated in some of the departments. It's good for us to hear that. It gives us an opportunity to go back and review those situations, and we think bring out a more clear and distinct rule or lines of authority that we can then put out to show, okay, here's, if you have this issue and you want to complain, here's who you come to, here's who can deal with it and take care of it. So I think it was a very positive thing in the end.
You had it the same day as a rally was going on up at in Shingletown for this very same reason.
Well, I they can have their rallies when they want, and we have our meetings when we have. We were trying to get the meeting done before our Tuesday meeting because we had a lot of things on our Tuesday meeting that day, and we didn't want to have people be there for 5 hours and then try to deal with our board meeting as well. So, people can think what they want, but we just did it when we could do it.
So at the end of this, I think there's what, 9 departments that are just under you all specifically, or is it? I've talked to Larry. He's been on the show. I said, well, so and so. He goes, well, that department does not work for me. They work for the board of supervisors. The board of supervisors are the only ones that can hire or fire this person.
That's true. There's a couple of those. And of course, remember, about 5 or 6 people were elected as well, so they work directly for the people. So it's a mix. Compared to like the city, it's a real mixed bag of authority and stuff here. But I think it's obvious that people are concerned about it and they want us to pay more attention to it. We got that message, and we're going to be on track to review things and I think try to make sure we're holding people accountable, that they do their jobs and follow the rules of the state.
Okay. Cherry Creek Bottom.
Yes.
5-0 Board of Supervisors voted to Hawkins and the Mall. Your comments on this?
Well, my reason I voted for it is, first of all, and I found it interesting that someone said they didn't know where we were going to be at the very end, which is good because I wanted to listen to all the input that came from everybody before I made my final decision. But when I came to the end, for me, it came down to a couple of things. One, it's a private developer developing land that he owns using his own money, and it falls within what we're trying to accomplish to bring in more jobs, and definitely we need more jobs in our community. And that, in the end, also will help bring more revenue into the county. The county doesn't have that much revenue. I mean, it relies a lot on property taxes. And right now, as we all know, property taxes are way down because houses' values are way down. So if we're going to do something like operate a new jail and try to raise more money, a couple million dollars or something to operate a new jail, we need some more revenue, and we don't have that. But it gives the private developer a chance to do that. But the other part that I thought was really important was I'll come back to it. I lost my train of thought.
Oh, it's about the private developer in Hawkins.
Yeah.
And bought the land, and he obviously has shown that he can do it. Now, one of the questions, I tell you what, let's take a break right now because we have to take one anyway.
And I'll come back to my deal.
Yeah, you come back to your point, and then we've got some other questions here. You know, it's one thing, Leonard, is I don't agree with, some of the things.
Sure, I don't expect you to agree with that.
You wouldn't expect me
no.
to. But the man in the arena or the woman in the arena, that stands there and is doing this, it's important to our population and to our civilization that you do that. And if people don't agree with it, then let them step up and say that, or let them step up and get into the arena, is the way I believe. And what we do is we come to you as our elected representatives and say, I don't think this is right, why is this happening? And if we don't like what's happening, then we can change that. But you're there every day, and I say you, I'm talking about everyone,
sure,
making decisions that sometimes you're going to have to change. I'm not saying that's going on either, but it's the fact that you are in the arena and that you're coming in here and standing up and saying this is why we did it. And gosh, if they don't understand it, well, that's can't help that. Got to take a break. Carl Lindebot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Here's another satisfied customer of Cars, California Auto Repair and Smog.
This is Jeff Skaggs with Northern California Notary Services. How long have you known Barb White and been bringing your vehicles to Cars?
Since I started my business, Northern Business Associates.
Since 2006, you bring your cars in for what kind of services?
I bring my car in for everything. In my business, I have to have my car or I don't have a business. I like the fact that I can bring my car in, have the concierge service, so I can drop my car off and get a ride back to my office, and I don't have to worry about it. The biggest thing is trust. I know that they're going to take care of it.
That's great. Thank you. And what would you say is the hallmark of Cars?
It's the trust in the service. I can take my car in. They'll call me, let me know what needs to be done. They'll take care of it and get it back to me that day.
Have you ever referred any of your family or friends?
I always refer people to Cars. It's a matter of just somebody that I trust to take care of my vehicle.
Quality Auto Repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Depending on what day it is, we've had spring, summer, and winter all in the same week. We're delivering kerosene every day, Monday through Friday. You can tell our drivers because they're the ones with the snowshoes and the big stocking hats. We had a lot of folks this year step up and bought bigger and newer heaters. So give Johnny a call and ask about trading in your old heater on a new one. We do take trade-ins. We are selling propane bottles from 2.5 gallons to the big forklift tanks. We're selling a lot of clear pearl now for all the portable heaters and red kerosene for all the others. We have urea exhaust fluid for all the newer pickups and big rigs, anywhere from 2.5 gallon to 55-gallon barrels. Sherry is doing a lot of the pay-forward accounts now, so get on the NorthernLightsEnergyInc.com if you want to order fuel or just check out our heaters. And if you want to talk to a real person, just give us a call. Northern Lights Energy, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
The secret to having a great tattoo is combining the perfect design with the right artist. You can find both at Nathan's Anthems. Their artist can bring your old tattoo to life or create a new tattoo that you've been thinking of. Nathan's piercing crew takes you to a whole new level. They use the finest quality equipment and the best jewelry available. Every tattoo shop has a different standard of quality with regards to artistry, cleanliness, services, and safety. We invite you to come in and look at the tattoo artist portfolios and bring in your tattoo ideas. This month, Nathan's is giving away a $300 tattoo to a local veteran. That's right, one lucky veteran. All you have to do is go in and sign up at 1358 Market Street at the corner of Market and Tehama. Nathan's Anthems wants to remind you that no two tattoo shops are the same, and some are better than others, so think before you ink. That's Nathan's Anthems, 1358 Market Street for your one-of-a-kind experience. 241-8288. 241-8288. Check out some of their custom work at their studio or online at nathansanthems.com.
This is KCNR, the home of free fire media.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Hey, go on down and visit Crown Motors today. Your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, and Lincoln and Ram dealership, and it's been here for a long time, and they give great deals. Come on down and talk to them. They've got used cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit every need. They take care of, again, they're part of our community. If you're going to be buying, stay local.
If you're just tuning in, we have temperatures around 55 today. We're going to just get up about 56. And chance of rain all day long. And just expect rain throughout the week, which is fabulous. We are going to have some gusty winds up to 26 miles per hour tonight. And tomorrow, it looks like we're going to have gusty winds as well. So the weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. One more thing I would like to bring up before we go into our guests again is Brighton, the number one Brighton dealership in all of the North State is at Dandelion, which is right down the street from us, and they're having a special now, because it's raining especially, through March 18th, that if you spend $100, you're going to get a free Brighton umbrella. And those are fabulous. Those are keepers. Just wanted to get that out there. Our guest this morning is Supervisor Leonard Modi.
And District 2? Okay, let's go back to one of the things, a couple of things that were said here, Leonard. Having a meeting on that Monday at the same time.
Yeah, I wanted
As the rally was to have that meeting, that kind of thing that you did.
Yeah, and you asked a good question off air that I want to clarify. My point was is that we picked the day. We had to pick a day that we can accommodate all the supervisors to come to the meeting. And so when we looked at the schedule that was available when we called for the meeting, as you know, some of our supervisors are running for other offices, and so people are out of town, things like that. We didn't have a day available that previous week, and so we were trying to get something, quickly, and that's why the Monday was one of the days everybody was available. That's the reason why we picked that day, not to try to avoid. And most people, a lot of people from up there, the meeting came down anyway and passed along their thoughts, and we appreciated that.
Yeah, and it was, and that was the reason. You know, having that meeting was like half the reason that they had the rally up there was for somebody to take a look at who's in charge here. I mean, you know, at least to let the people know who's in charge. Sure. Okay, you had something else, too, on your
just
turn.
Just to follow up on the turn quick, because I kind of lost my train of thought, but actually it's because I combined two things together that I wanted to say, which one was the private property and the private developer using his funds. The other thing, which I mentioned, was it is the jobs. It is about bringing jobs to our community. We need more jobs. People are unemployed. It's a bad situation. This property is along I-5. It hasn't really been farmed like that. And the biggest important thing here, it doesn't change the rules for everybody else who's down there. If they still want to farm their property or have their little garden, they can still do that, and it doesn't affect that at all. And then finally on that issue, what's important, I think, is enough people have spoken and said, we want to have the people to vote on this, and that's going to happen. I think that's great. You know, we're going to hear from everybody, not just five supervisors. They're going to vote on it, and this issue will be settled. And I'm okay with that. I think that's the way the process should work. I think that's just great.
Okay. We've got a few minutes here before we take our break. It's been a short 4 years.
It has been. It seems like it. Very short.
If you get reelected, what would be one of the major things you want to accomplish?
Well, I believe the huge issue that's facing us in the North State that's been talked about a little bit, but sort of behind the scenes for a lot of people, is water. Water is the next big issue for the North State, for California in general, but it's going to be a big issue for Northern California. And I'm fortunate that I serve on a couple of liaison boards for the county. I serve on the Northern Sac Valley Integrated Regional Water Management Board, also on the board for the Northern California Water Association, and 10 meetings regularly to deal with water issues. We all know there was a shortage of water. They're talking about even this year being again, the Bay Delta concerns, and need more water for the fish and things like that. What's going to happen is where all the people live, who have all the votes, is Southern California. And we got to be careful that they don't find a way to vote and change the water right laws to ship our water, more of our water, down south. They are suggesting things like, well, you just let more water come down the river and you pump your water out of your groundwater basins. Well, there's some limits to that, number one, but because of how much water is in the groundwater basin. But the bigger issue is when you take water out of the river, it costs you $20, $30 an acre foot. When you pump it out of the ground, it costs $200 because the pumping charges to pump it out of the ground. Who's going to pay that difference? Are they going to expect us to pay for it? So I worry that they're going to try to find ways to take more of our water and put a bigger burden on us up here. And we need to work extremely hard to protect our water rights.
What do you think about the what's going on in Siskiyou County? You're following that?
Yes.
What do you think about the wanting them to sign away their water rights, which is what it sounds like?
They shouldn't. That's crazy. They shouldn't have to do that. They've had those water rights forever. They're theirs. They should be able to use their water as they see fit, use it responsibly, we hope, as everybody would be. But that, you know, you can't come in and turn up the world upside down on water rights. I worry they're going to do that for even, you know, that's the Siskiyou County and the farmers, but they could do the same here for
all
the, I mean, they could take the city of Reading and say, you know what, you don't have water anymore.
Okay.
Well, I like that.
What about the dams coming down?
You don't need the squeeze.
You got a 30-second one on dams coming down before we take a break?
The dam coming down or the dam going up?
Well, no, the dam. Well, not well. We got two of them. We got a dam going up. The four dams on the river up there. The Klamath.
Yeah, I haven't seen enough information on it to know that it's reasonable to take now. It seems to me when you got them in place, why don't you just leave them there unless there's some huge other issue.
Hydroelectric and all that.
Yeah.
Okay. We got.
And it's cheap power. So why would you keep cheap power?
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got Terry on the line, and we have a couple calls waiting for to ask questions to our guest, who is Chief Supervisor.
Both.
Yeah, both. Leonard Modi. We'll be right back, KCNR 1460.
Talk about customer service. Well, Kathy Larson from the Bay Area found Crown Motors on the Internet, and Kathy says, I couldn't find what I was looking for, so I got on the net and Crown popped up. So I called them, told them what I wanted and the price. In 20 minutes, they had the car, and it was delivered to my house that evening. I'm very pleased, and so are we, Kathy. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them. And check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our home loan center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars.
These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
As spring arrives, it's time to start planning your inside-outside home improvement projects. Your original Home and Garden Expo, March 23rd, 24th, and 25th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds is the answer to achieving your goals. Creating a new landscaping or beginning a garden project? Speak to all the experts in one convenient location about plants, shrubs, and all things beautiful at the Home and Garden Expo. Inside the home, time for new lighting, a home theater, new furniture. There's something for every part of your home at the original Home and Garden Expo. Doors, windows, flooring, efficient air conditioning upgrades, it's all there. And more. All your local professionals are ready to help you plan and complete all your home improvement projects. There's all this and so much more at your original Home and Garden Expo, featuring local businesses and ideas with exclusive show-only discounts. Your premier Home and Garden Expo, March 23rd, 24th, and 25th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson. Don't miss it. There's something for everyone. Pick up your discount admission card at Axner Excavating, Family Carpet, Melinda's Interiors, or NorCal Satellite Emporium. And find more information online at ReadingHomeExpo.com.
Well, I won't back down.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Radio. Carl and Linda Bott, 8:55 in the morning, March the 15th. Our guest is Supervisor Leonard Modi. We have somebody on the line. Hey, Terry, good morning. You've got a question for the supervisor.
I do. Committee you sit on with the other six counties that you were talking about in Proposition 84 is for the $13 million that each county would get. But have you guys looked into the fact, number one, that when these bonds went out, it was 2006, they're AAA bonds, and we think the interest is at 6%. I can probably verify that. But out of that $13 million, we already owe $4.8 million in interest, and we haven't got the plan done yet, or supposedly haven't got the plan done. The other thing was, is the six of you have picked two people each to be on your TAC team. I'd like to know how you picked them, because when I talked to Lee McDaniels, do you know who he is, Mr. Modi?
I do.
His comment to me, when I asked him, I said, well, the people from Shasta County would like to know where Mr. Modi stands on this, if he's read the bomb, what's going on. When I talked to Lee on February 16th, he basically had not even read the bond yet. Yet he's, I believe, chaired the committee on this, and he, when we asked about you, he said, well, quote, February 16th, Leonard really isn't up to snuff at this point. I'd like to be there with him when he speaks. That's a little disheartening when you're on a, board, you're on a committee, and according to your own people, you don't even have the facts on it yet. You really aren't up to snuff on it. And did you read the most recent information on it that came out last night?
Well, Terry, let me ask a couple of questions, but you threw a lot out there. We don't have much time left. But first of all, Lee McDaniel did call me after he made that comment. He told me he thinks that, because someone brought that up in the meeting afterwards, that they misspoke.
No, it was brought up during the meeting, Mr. Brody.
Terry,
it's on tape. It was brought up in the meeting.
Terry, I need to answer for you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He called me because what he was referring to, that he has been on his board for many, many, many years and been involved with the water stuff for all that time. So he was trying to imply that he has more information than I do because he's been involved with it longer.
Okay, then how have I qualified to pick someone to help you do this?
Terry, I have been involved with it for the last couple of years and stuff. And the people we picked for our TAC committee, one was our Public Works Engineer Eric Wiedemeyer, who deals with water issues locally for the county and very familiar with it. And the other person that I picked was Jerry Cupp, who worked for the City of Shasta Lake and City of Redding and worked on municipal utilities issues and very familiar with both of those. So I did pick people that I thought were familiar with the situation, and I have become familiar with it over the last couple of years.
Hey,
well,
Terry.
That, according to Mr. Cupp and according to Mr. McDaniels, his point was that you were a new, quote, supervisor and weren't up to speed.
Well, I gave you my answer, Terry.
I was very protective of that, and I think that's great. But whole point is that even with the answer you just gave, how can you possibly make a decision? How can you possibly put together your own people to come in there when, in essence, you haven't read the bond, have you?
Terry, I answered your question, and you didn't seem to like it, so I can't do any more than that.
I don't read the bond.
Hey, Terry, thank you. We've got to round it up.
But
we're going to, the supervisor will be on several times before the election. Of course, we'll have, you know, there'll be debates in all of us for this.
How can somebody get a hold of you if they want to engage? Is that you have an email?
I do, and I have a phone number. They can call me at 225-5557 or email me at lmodi@co.shasta.ca.us. And it's on the county webpage.
Yeah,
we also give our guests last thoughts here. We've got a couple minutes.
Okay. Obviously, as you mentioned, I am running for re-election with the county supervisor, and it's because there's a lot of things that still need to be worked on. I mentioned one of them, the water issue. I think I'm very concerned about the realignment issues and the return of prisoners, and also it comes back to the public safety. I do think that we need a new jail. We need to find a way to make that happen, to hold people accountable. It's a big issue for me. I think I bring a pretty knowledgeable background about finance. I think we need to be very conservative about our finances and keep our budget in line with the revenue we have and not spend money we don't have. So I look for those kind of things to work on. I was glad to hear Jim Nielsen on this morning, because that's another big issue I have, is this fire fee that they're going to try to put on to all the counties and all the residents. That's a big issue that we're pushing back on as well. So there's a number of issues like that that still need to be worked on. And I think, you know, now that I've got my feet on the ground and have good experience, I can bring a lot to the board. And I enjoy it. I enjoy the community involvement in trying to get things done.
Well, good. Thanks for coming on today. As in every political contest, it will be spirited, and you'll be back on several times before.
What's the actual day?
June 5th.
Okay.
June 5th, three of you running. So that could keep going all the way to November. Well, we'll keep going all the way to November unless somebody drops out, right?
Well, no, it depends. You could win with 50% plus one in this race. But if someone doesn't get that, then it could go on.
Okay.
But so,
thank you.
Vote for me.
It's Carl on the bot. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You have been listening to KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
At the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground.
Fox News Radio, Elisa Brady. The U.S. Defense Chief extending personal condolences to the Afghan president over civilian deaths blamed on a U.S. soldier.
This is a war. We'll continue to, I'm sure, see incidents of violence of one kind or another, but the key is how we respond.
Secretary Panetta, after meeting in Kabul with President Karzai, who later told reporters he wants U.S. troops to transfer power next year instead of 2014. A Pentagon spokesman now says Secretary Leon Panetta believes the U.S. and Afghanistan are on the same page in terms of strategy. President Obama at a community college in Maryland.
Tell them yes, we can.
Just wrapping up a speech defending his energy policies. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live at the White House.
Yeah, Lisa, so the president says every time gas prices rise, especially in an election year,
politicians dust off their 3-point plans for $2 gas.